very sick. Then that he said to read Hasbi Allah 7 times every morning and evening, Allah will save us from all worry. So let us read that to his name. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم And if we read A'udhu Billahi Sami Al-Alim 3 times and then ask the ayat of Surah Al-Hajj, then Allah appoints 70,000 angels to make dua for us the whole day. And if we die that day, then we die as a shaheed. And the same rewards for a person who reads it after Maghrib. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم وأعوذ بالله لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة والرحمن الرحيم والله لي Sharif, a person who reads 3 times every day after Fajr and after Maghrib. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then Allah will save that person from 4 deadly diseases. One is from becoming mad. Allah will save him from becoming insane. The other from blindness. Allah will protect him. The third is from leprosy. Allah will protect him from leprosy also. And the fourth is from paralysis. He won't become paralyzed. So this is also very valuable. We should read this also every day. Subhanallah. one occasion, one Sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "Oh Allah's Rasul, I've got problems in my body, that is illnesses, etc. Then I've got problems in my being, weakness in being. Sometimes this happens, you know, this condition of ours fluctuates. Sometimes we have a lot of desire for deen, sometimes it goes down, we feel a bit lazy, we get inclined towards sin, etc. also. And also, as far as my wife is concerned, we are having arguments, we are having fights in the house. My children also, they are being disobedient, they are not listening. And my finances also not going right, I lost my job, or my shop is not running well, etc. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, read this dua every morning 3 times after Fajr and after Maghrib also. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mal. These are 5 things which are very dear to every person. His deen, his life, his wife, his children and his finances. And by reading this, Allah will protect all this. And not only protect, but Allah will give barakah. It will increase also. So these are very 5 dear things, and by reading this, we will get all the goodness of it. So we should read this also every day, 3 times after Fajr, 3 times after Maghrib. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي. بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in a majlis with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, as we are sitting now. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and most of deen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught in the majlis. He used to sit in majlis with Sahaba radiallahu anhu and taught them deen. So on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there is a pitch black night, no light whatsoever, and a pitch black rock, and on it a pitch black ant is walking. Nobody can hear that ant walking, nobody can see that ant walking. More stealthier, more privately, secretly than that also, riya and sum'ah, to do things for name and fame, comes in the heart of a person. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Oh Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if that is the case, then all of us will be destroyed. That is, we are performing our salah, zakah, hajj, everything we're doing, and we don't even know that we are doing it for name and fame." Then when it's for name and fame, Allah does not accept it, only what is ikhlas, that Allah ta'ala accepts. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read this dua and you will be saved from all types of shirk asghar, of riya, sum'ah, the qaleelihi wa kathirihi, the little of it and the lot of it. وَبَاطِنِهِ وَظَاهِرِ, what is hidden and what is manifest. كَثِيرِهِ وَقَلِيلِهِ, everything, the lot of it, the little of it. You'll be completely saved from all types of doing things for name and fame. So this is a very important amal, so that our amal can get saved. Otherwise our amal will get deleted. If we don't read this dua, if riya and sum'ah came, all our amal will get deleted. I will read it slowly. All of us must be knowing this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka bima la a'lam. It is very similar to the dua in our 5th kalima. But in Kanzul Ummah, it has come with just so many words. So every day, at least one time, we should try and read this dua. On one occasion, one Sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, "Oh Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have taught us very many important, necessary, very beneficial du'as. But my memory is weak. I can't remember all those du'as. Qurban Jai, what mercy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave for the ummah. He held his hand and told him, come, let me teach you one dua in which you will get all the duas of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The duas our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made 23 years duas of Nabuwah. 13 years in Madinatul in Makkah Sharif. 10 years in Makkah Sharif, 13 years in Madinatul Munawwara. Never on the surface of the earth was such duas made. Until Qiyamah, nobody can make duas like that. And the duas of Tawaf, the duas of Tahajjud, the duas the night of the Battle of Badr, the duas of Safa Marwa, the duas of Musdalifa Arafat, what duas? All those duas, every ummati can get just in one dua. So we shouldn't deprive ourselves of this dua. We should make this dua, and by that we will get all the duas of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وأعوذ بك من شر
الاستعاذة
منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاء لا حول
ولا
قوة إلا بالله. All these duas are written on one paper. I've given it to Maulana Umair. Whoever would like a copy can tell him to make a photocopy, or you can photocopy it and you can get it. Or you can go on the website, Khanqa Ashrafiya Islamiya, or you can take address from me and you can see the duas there. You can download it from there also. What is important, we should read this duas with sincerity for Allah's pleasure. And we should read it every day. If doctor gives us medicine, and we only take it when we feel like or when we remember, we don't take it as it has been prescribed, it won't give us that benefit. So we should read these duas every day. They don't take long, very little time. And also, most important, we should avoid all types of sin. By sin, the effects of this duas are lost. Like for example, if we have imported some goods to sell and we're going to sell it at 2,000-3,000% profit, and we got ready customers already, they have even paid up in front, but the goods are blocked in the customs because we didn't fill in our date of birth, we didn't put our ID number, we didn't put a signature, whatever it is, so now it is blocked. So just like that, sins blocked. It comes clearly in the hadith. For many people, a huge amount of risk is already by them. Only the sins are blocking. Just make tawbah, istighfar, remove that sins, and that risk will leave by you. Many people who are ill in hospitals, for example, even at home, wherever, and the shifa Allah has sent for them already, but their sins are blocking. And today we see how shaitan is working. You are a sick person and TV is right in front of you all the time. So they do all this, and this blocks the rahmat of Allah. And our main and only enemy is not any country, is not any nation, it is our sin. Then Allah uses a certain country or a certain nation in order to punish us. But sins are our worst enemy. I'll just give you one example which Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali gave of how terrible sins are. Maulana say one man who got married, and when you get married you're about 23, 25, that age Maulana. But he used to wet the bed every night, urinate in the bed. So his wife told, what is this? Small children, they can't control the urine, they urinate. You're a big grown up man and married man now, and you're still messing the bed urinating. So he said, actually what happens, Shaitan comes to me in my dream and he takes me for a long walk, and after a long time everyone needs to urinate. So I tell Shaitan, I need to go toilet, I want to urinate. So he tells me, he shows me a modern, ultra hygienic, clean toilet. So I will do my thing there. But in the morning I realize it happened in the bed. So she said, oh, Shaitan is such a good friend of yours. Every day he comes and takes you for such a long walk. You know, we are poor people, we haven't got money. Then Shaitan is the Amir of all the evil jinn. And they know where all the money is kept. Tell him to show you where's money instead of letting me urinate in the toilet, in the bed. So he said, yes, that's a bright idea. So that night Shaitan came in his dream. He told Shaitan, my wife told me I was telling Nashwas where's money. So he says, no problem. Yeah, I take you now. And he took him, and there was a big trunk full of gold, silver, diamonds, cash, money, lot of wealth, etc. He was very excited also, and it was very heavy also. So when he went and picked it up, instead of number one, he did number two. So in the morning, the wife said, now what you did here? Before you were only doing number one, you were urinating. Now you have done this day in the bed. So he explained, she said, rather just do what you were doing before. That's not so bad. This is much more worse here. So anyway, that's just a story. And many of us remember the story, and the main thing is the moral behind the story. And the moral is, Maulana Tani Rahmatullah Ali says, who can tolerate urine and stool in the bed? We abhor it, we dislike it. Even if it's in the toilet, but then it goes to its place, you flush it, it's gone. But in the bed, how bad is it? Worse than that is the committing of sin. And when we commit sin, who can imagine somebody who will drink urine and take stool and rub on his body and still be happy about it? When we commit sin, that is what we are doing. When we look at that woman on the street, when we commit any other sin, that is actually what we are doing. We don't feel it, but that is what we are doing. One time in South Africa, there is a Kruger National Park. We went there and we saw a place where the lions had killed a giraffe. We didn't see all that happening, but the carcass of the giraffe was lying there. And all these vultures and birds were busy eating it. So we stopped to see what they were doing. But when we opened the windows of the car, the smell was so bad, we couldn't tolerate it. Immediately we put the windows up, we put some itar, and we went away. So, but for the eagles, that smell wasn't bad. It was like biryani smell. It was like wonderful roast smell. For them, they were enjoying it. So just like that, it comes in the hadith. When a person speaks lies, for example, any sin he commits, for every person, Allah has put malaika to protect us. Our security, Allah has done. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِنْ مَيْنِ يَلَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ Allah has made our security. But when we lie, that smell is so bad, the malaika, they can't take it and they leave us and they go to a far away place because of our lying. When we backbite about somebody, we are enjoying it. We are laughing about the person. But it's so terrible, that smell, that the malaika can't take it. And they leave us. That is when our accidents happen. That is when our harm happens. And as long as the malaika are there, they are protecting us. From Allah, whatever Allah has decreed for us, they are protected. But when we lie, when we commit sin with the eyes, with the tongue, etc., then the malaika, they can't take the smell. So sins are very, very harmful. And it's not difficult to give up sin. We might think it's impossible, it's difficult, it isn't. There are many ways. One easiest way is just to start making tawbah and istighfar. Even if you just read 10 times, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Even at the beginning, it's without concentration. But the benefit will come slowly. Like to plant a seed for a tree, when you put the seed, the tree doesn't come immediately. It will take years to come, it will take time. So put the seed of istighfar and then keep on throwing water, fertilizer, and look after it, then the fruit of istighfar will also come. So by that, inshallah, our past sins will be forgiven, and in future, our sins will become less, and soon Allah will give us forgiveness to easily save ourselves from all type of sin. So try to do that, inshallah. Anyone who wants a copy can get it from Maulana Ahmed, inshallah. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah.